Forget gay or straight, traps aren't even real. They're hyper-real, which is to say that there is no such thing as a trap in this 3D material hell world. They only exist in the perfect 2D world of forms. Consider the following example. You are but a simple neat, lurking bee like you would any other day. All of a sudden, you come across a picture of a cute girl and feel a stirring in your loins. Wanting to see more of this vixen in all her glory, you reply to the post with a simple sauce. You wait anxiously for a reply and are ecstatic when you see the red exclamation mark appear in your browser tab. Alas, it was not fated to be. It is all too soon revealed that you have been the victim of a devilish deception. The girl who got you so hot and bothered before was in fact the bearer of a penis all along. The evidence is right in front of you. You have been trapped. But look a little closer. You're straight. This is a well-established fact. Your initial arousal was predicated on the belief that you were in fact witnessing the beauty of a girl. It was her feminine features that attracted you in the first place. You're straight. And then, when that second picture dropped, you recoiled. After all, you're straight, and that's clearly a man. But then, where in this equation is the trap? You were initially attracted to what you believed to be a woman. Then, you were repulsed by the man. Nowhere in this most archetypal of scenarios were you attracted to the entity known as a trap. Although overused in most contexts, a quantum mechanics analogy is quite appropriate here. Consider the uncertainty principle, which states that there is a limited amount of information you can know about a particle's position and momentum. The more you know about one, the less you can know about the other. Now, consider that most elusive of members, the feminine penis. It is a throbbing contradiction. The greater your certainty that the bearer is feminine, the greater your certainty that there is no penis. And the moment you discover the penis, all femininity is stripped away. Is it then impossible to be attracted to traps? Not quite. The missing link here is one that has gone sorely underappreciated among the normie population, such is their nature. I mean, of course, anime. Behold the 2D waifu, male. Is she not beautiful? But you say she has a penis. Fool! Do you see a penis? Pray tell me, where have the animators drawn a penis? No, this most feminine phallus exists only in the 2D realm of forms. If she were to be depicted in an unseemly, lewd manner that displayed such penis, then he would cease to be a trap. Thus it is that the 2D trap is inherently pure. She cannot be sexualized. To paraphrase The Matrix, whose creators have themselves taken the pink pill, do not try and appreciate the feminine penis. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth. What truth? There is no feminine penis.